This is the Kampala Whispers podcast, brought to you by Miss Abote.
So hey, what's up, beautiful people? Today I bring you a topic of discussion of, have you ever wished to have annual sex with your partner or with anybody and you fancy like having annual sex? Meanwhile, today I have a visitor, I have a friend on this show, and I would kindly love it if he introduces himself.
Hey, hey, everyone. This is Brandis. Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Thank you. So, my question is, would it even ever cross your mind to have annual sex with someone? Like, maybe with a fellow guy or with a, with a woman or something of that sort?
Okay, first some of the guy parts, because I can't. Okay, I'm straight, first of all, yeah. It has never crossed my mind. It has never crossed my mind. I've even thought of it, yeah. And the people I've dated haven't whatever brought it up, you get. So it has never crossed my mind.
But what of you?
What of me? Should we be honest? I've been thinking about it. There is a time I went on a website, porn website, okay? The time I was really horny. To be honest with you, I was horny. So I go on this website. I think it's called Free Porn website, oval.com something. So I went on this website. But when I tapped this website, the first thing they brought me was homosexuals, like gays. And I'm like, damn, how do these people do it? Because like, how do you put your penis or how do you put your dick in somebody's ass? Like, really, how do you do this? What do you say about it?
Okay, from what I've heard of, they use what? Lubricants.
They use lubricants, but... Okay, how do you even make this person turned on? How do you make a fellow guy turned on? You as a guy, just give me your perspective.
How? It's impossible. It's impossible. Maybe, yes. I don't know. How do I even start?
I don't know. That's what I'm also asking.
Ew. It's too gross.
Okay, I thought about it. I thought maybe they use lubricants, okay? But when you use, a lubricant, it also, it wears off, okay? And then the other thing that I thought of, how would you even make, a girl? Okay, for a girl, lesbians, I think it is easy because as women, there is how you're going to, caress us and then we shall stimulate, okay? Or maybe our body will automatically respond to your touch. You're going to touch my boobs. My nipples are so sensitive, you know? You're going to touch my thighs. And I'm you know, it is something. It is something that it's quite different, on us women, okay? Because our bodies, respond. And by it responding, I'm gonna be wet, okay? But I want to know, how do you men do it? What if you don't have a lubricant? Do you use saliva? I think it's saliva.
Hey, you're going off topic.
No, I'm asking you, because how do you penetrate your penis in somebody's ass?
I don't know. I've never done it before.
Yes, I know you have never done it before. Yeah. But just tell me, put yourself in that situation.
I don't want to imagine it. I wish you were talking about a woman, Kale.
Yes.
Maybe there, but a man? No. No.
So you wouldn't sleep with some other guy? How a guy gives you signs and is like, he brings his tongue out and you know how gay should that be?
A guy?
Yeah, a guy.
To me?
To you. there is you being the receiver and then there is one delivering. Would you want to be the one who is receiving or you would want to be the one who is delivering?
Receiving what?
Receiving that dick.
I don't want to receive anything from a man. No. I don't want to receive anything. Though, I want to deliver to a woman.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to deliver to a woman, but I don't want to receive to a man from a man. No.
Okay. Okay, well, let me tell you. My story was, when I checked on this website, the first thing that showed up was the gay guys. I was like, damn, this is so gross. How do these people manage? Because, like, the ass. I mean, anus. Like, how do you fix your dick in somebody's anus? And I was like, how do you even stimulate the dick? At least with a woman, you're going to touch her clits. You're going to touch her nipples. You're going to touch her thighs. Like, you're going to, like, lick her whole body and she's wet. But with a guy, yeah, you're going to grab the ass.
For the lady.
Yeah.
That's for the guy, I don't know.
But then there are also some men that have nyash.
Like which one?
I don't mean to be, okay, I don't mean to be, how is it called? Tribalistic. I don't mean to be tribalistic. But then there is a certain tribe in the West, okay? These men, or men from there, like usually have nyash. You see some even with calves.
No, eh? However much a guy has nyash and calves, all that, I can't be attracted to him in any way.
Okay, like, what's your perspective? What's your perspective about, like, gay guys, about people that are doing gay? Because I think for them, they are so comfortable that even the person that receives, the person that is also delivering the services, I think they're comfortable where they are because... But by the time you're, I can't just imagine me as a person, or rather me as a woman. Let me be honest with you. I have two holes on my body, okay? I have a pussy and I have an anus. But I've never thought of having anal sex with a man. Why would you even put your dick? Is the anus sweeter than a pussy? Like, for real? No, like, for real. I'm also asking you. Because you're here. I'm talking to you.
Okay. No. Of course, I've only tested one of those. So I only know one. I don't put this sweet. It's very sweet. It's very sweet. Mostly, yeah, pussy is sweet. There's no pussy is sweet. Me, I prefer pussy any day. Yeah?
Mostly when what? When the woman has water, eh? Not too much water. When the woman has water, but not too much water.
Yeah.
Not so.
Yeah. We share water.
Okay, honestly, I've never fancied having anal sex because anal sex, I really feel like it's too gross. By the time you're penetrating your anus in my your dick in my anus, and you're gonna leave your cum, damn, even got. Okay, just the mere thought of thinking about it makes me feel like no. Because if you think about, like, having anal sex, and yet you're a woman, you have two holes. You have a pussy and you have an anus. Are you, like, trying to intimidate God? Like, for real, are you trying to intimidate God? Intimidate God? Are you trying to do that, intimidate God? Is this some sort of mockery?
No, I don't think.
Then what is it? Like a fantasy?
Yeah, I think it's like a fantasy. Some people, like, they go so deep into what? Sex. Eh? Mm-hmm. They think of doing crazy things. Eh? Like, for instance, some ladies, they prefer, like, whenever they're having sex, they want to feel some pain. You get? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they want to feel some pain at least. Eh? So, At some point in time, when having sex, they may say, no, first put it in, in the reverse, you get.
Oh, my God. How would I want to feel pain?
Yeah,
something. Honestly, how would I want to feel pain?
A little.
When I'm giving birth and when I'm having sex. I thought sex is supposed to be passionate.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So she feels passionate when she's feeling a little bit of pain.
Of pain.
Yeah. Yeah. Some pain, you get. Yeah, so I guess when she feels like she's not getting the pain from the pussy, she turns to the other side.
So she opts for the anus.
Yeah.
Do you know how the anus is so dirty?
They'll clean it. That's what's wrong.
How are you going to clean it? How are you going to clean that?
I don't know. You know what I mean?
God. Okay, just That's how you fuck me, and immediately after fucking me, I diurate. What happens?
Oh, so they diurate. I don't know they diurate.
Just imagine. Just do it in front of the scenario whereby you are having sex, you're having annual sex, and after the guy comes, like after he leaves his cum in your anus,
you diurate.
I diurate. Like I diurate. Like honestly, I diurate.
I think you have to clean it. You have to clean it, of course, because it's yours. But anyway, okay, I don't support it. Yeah.
So you don't support. So you don't support. LG is it LGB? Yeah, it's LGB.
Yeah.
GBT. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I don't.
You don't.
Hey,
why don't you support it? Why don't you support homosexualism?
Why would I support it? Why would I support it?
Give me. Okay, like why? Just give me a reason to why you don't support it.
Okay, one reason.
Yes.
Take a good look at you. Take a good look at you. Then take a good look at. Okay, any guy. I won't say names because they might say, I just took a good look at any guy, and you tell me why would I choose that guy or a person like you?
Because you want to fuck.
Yeah, fuck.
No, but you want to have like annual sex.
No, I don't want it. And if I'm to want it,
if you're to want it, what happens?
It's with the lady.
To the lady?
Yeah, with the lady.
I shout out to those women that are having annual sex. I think it must be nice, but I'm never trying out annual sex. I'm never trying out that sex.
You can try. You never.
No.
You can try.
No, because sex is supposed to be delivered. And it being delivered, it should be like something so passionate, you know? By the time you're delivering sex, you have to make sure that the woman is what? She's wet, okay? Sex is like so good. Sex is a good game, by the way. I think it's a sport for me I would opt, like a number one sport I would opt.
Yeah, you would be so good at it.
Yes, I would be so good at it. Because it, like in my kindergarten, in my nursery, I mean, no. Like in my school life experience, I've always been a nothing doer. Like from day one, I've been a nothing doer.
So if by chance you just introduce sex in schools, I think you would prosper.
No, I'll say it if it was a sport.
Yeah, if it was a sport.
Yeah, if it was a sport.
You would prosper.
You're misquoting me. If it was a sport, it's a sport I would opt to do. Like, it is a number one sport I would go for. Or maybe it is something that I would engage myself in. Because the way sex is so good. And then...
And I was asking, if it was a sport, how many medals do you think you would have won?
I don't know, not even medals, but trophies. Yes.
Since you're so good.
I'm not really good as you think. It's just that sex is a good game, okay? It is something that is good, like when the person that is delivering it is passionate, okay? They love what they are doing. They're not forced into it. First is like, okay, it's not something that it should be forced onto somebody, having sex. Having sex, it should be somebody's desire. Like, it's what you want. It's what you desire to be done to you. It's, okay, it's something that you should, you should feel like every little bit of penetration in your pussy. Okay?
In and out.
In and out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sex. It's a good game, though. Yeah, it's a good game. But it's a game that the person that is delivering it, it should be so good. Okay? Yeah. Like, you should be good.
Good in what?
Okay. Good. I mean good. Like, good when you're delivering sex? Because me, one thing I know about sex.
How is good sex delivered?
Okay. That's another question. Okay. How is good sex delivered? Or how do you know that sex that you have had is good? Me, as a woman, I speak from my own perspective. Okay. How sex is good or how you think sex should be delivered. By the time you make a woman really desire, okay, there is you turning me on, yes, okay, but it's all about the mindset on a woman. When I'm ready to have sex with you, I'm not going to force it. I know everything is going to flow, okay? And by the time I'm opening my legs like, wah, just no, I'm ready for a penetration. Like, I need you like so bad, okay? Because me as a woman, I don't like get sexually, okay, at times I do, like I get sexually, you know, maybe attracted to somebody and I'm like, oh, that person has a good body. But it's all about lust. It's something I'm going to see and admire. And I'm like, I've seen that. But the body that you have doesn't speak more about sex. It's all about your delivery, your service delivery. Because even now as I speak, you know how, okay, we have delivery services in Uganda here. We have Glovo, we have Jumia, we have, I mean, those aren't, yeah, then of late we have, is it Kafala, is it, what? Yeah, CJ's, we have very many delivery services. But by the time, you know how to deliver your services, you know how to handle a customer. It's all about customer care. How do you deliver your services to your customers? We are now, because I'm trying to bring out sex. I'm trying to enlighten up the sex topic to you, the good sex. Because by the time you can deliver your services and your customer likes it, just know, then and then, you have stolen her from other delivery services. Okay? Like, for instance, right now, CJ is the best reliable delivery service. That, you know, when you order for something, they are automatically going to deliver it on time or in time.
You're forgotten the part of expensive.
Yes, because anything that is good should be expensive. Why would you want something cheap?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Cheap?
Yes.
It depends. Some cheap things are good, but...
Good?
Yeah.
How are cheap things good here?
I can give you an example. 60 seconds. You are so effective. You get, just give a call right now and you see the next 10 minutes over here.
It's because they maybe don't have customers.
No, even if they don't have. But you see, the services are good. Yeah.
Okay. For today's topic, it was all about sex. How do you deliver sex? How do you think you would ever have sex or earn your sex with your partner or your friend or anybody? Well, I think that's for today. I close up the show, rather the podcast. Let's keep in touch for next time. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Kampala Whispers podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to leave a rating, comment, and subscribe to us on your podcast platform of choice. You can find Anne on TikTok and Instagram with the handle of Miss Abote. Thank you once again for tuning in.